This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Orange helmets on the field in Berea. All is well with the world, is it not? And under one of those helmets, Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, this starts to get exciting now when you get everybody out there and they start to work some 11-on-11s, offense versus defense, and everybody shows up. I mean, you really start to feel like football is right around the corner. And as you said, Odell Beckham Jr. is on the field, which I think is a great sign because originally I heard that he might not be able to make it in his first week of OTAs here, that he might still have some things that he had to do. So the fact that he is here, I think, is a great sign for the Browns.
All right, let's talk about Duke Johnson. And I think that's a gigantic story here. That if Duke – well, first of all, tell me what's the deal with Duke.
Well, I was told earlier today that he will be participating in OTAs, but we are not out there today. We're only going to be there, the media, about once a week over the next 3 weeks. Then when we head into the mandatory minicamp, June 4th through the 6th, we'll be there each one of those days. But for now, it's once a week, so we're going to be having to – guess on a few things here and there. But I was told that Duke will be participating in OTAs. However, he is not on the field today. So I don't know if he's going to be doing a part-time thing, if he's going to be showing up next week, or what the situation is, or whatever the case may be. But I was told he will be participating. He's just not there today for whatever reason.
All right, what does that mean to you? To me, I think that's a good sign. And I do think that you just never know what's going to happen during a football season. Injuries change things. Things change. And I know he may have said that he wanted to be traded, but what does it mean where we are right now with him? With even the thought of him wanting to be in Berea, whether he's forced in there or not, what does it mean?
Well, if he is coming to OTAs, I think that is a great sign. And I think there are definitely some coaches in the building who are very big on Duke Johnson, who are excited about him and want him to be an integral part of the game plan. We've actually heard Freddie Kitchens tell us that, but there are other coaches who really like him a lot and want him to be around. So maybe some of these coaches have talked to Duke and have gotten to him and really let him know how much they really value him, want him, and are planning to use him. So I'm interested to talk to Duke. I don't know when we'll get that chance. Again, we'll be out there tomorrow. I don't know if he'll be there or not, but I'm interested to hear what he has to say about all of this.
Mary Kay, bottom line on that, they need him. It certainly for the first 8 games, if not beyond. And I don't know if another NFL team would make Duke Johnson their number one running back. So the opportunity is sitting right here for him to come in, earn his money, first of all, and second of all, get playing time, especially early on in the season. Is it not?
Well, of course, you know, they have Nick Chubb, who is their workhorse running back until Kareem Hunt gets back, and then we'll have to see how they divide up the workload between those two guys. So, you know, it doesn't mean that Duke's going to be getting the bulk of the carries, obviously, until Kareem gets back. But he will get playing time and probably a significant amount of it in this offense. So I would think that it's an opportunity for him to showcase his skills and to help this football team.
Any way that another team would look at Duke and think, yep, that's the guy we have to be our number one guy?
Yeah, I'm sure there are some teams that might feel that way. But more so than anything, I think he's a complimentary back that I don't know that many teams would want him to be their every down, try to pound it up in the middle workhorse guy. I think he still is viewed as somewhat of a third down back and a pass receiving kind of a back that you can do so many different things with. And I know there are a number of teams that are interested in him in that way, but maybe not at the price that the Browns would like. So it's just going to be a matter of if someone comes through with the right draft pick for the Browns.
What do these guys get out of OTAs? You know, we sit here and we talk about whether it's optional or it's not optional. Or I know that we sit around as media a lot of times, and And maybe even the coaches sit around and go, well, if a guy's not here, he's not here. But what do they truly get out of these if there's no contact and, you know, they're running around in shorts?
Well, first of all, it's installation of new offenses and defenses. And, of course, there's a lot of carryover with Freddie Kitchen's offense. But you've got some wrinkles to that now with Todd Monken. So it's an opportunity to figure out what the newish offense will be all about, and a chance for Odell and the other guys to get to know Todd Monken a little bit. I mean, that's important. He's the offensive coordinator. And then Steve Wilks is implementing a new defensive scheme, so that's really important. So they're learning, in some cases, maybe new terminology. I'm sure the defense is. And, you know, new things that they're going to have to execute on the field, even though Steve Wilks is going to also run a 4-3 defense, it's going to be different. And so it's an opportunity for these guys to get to know their new coordinators, their new position coaches, and basically install these schemes.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, do you have a feel yet? Will the Browns be putting in a new offense that Todd Monken is designing? Are they taking Freddie Kitchen's offense and Todd is going to run it? Or what? How do you think that plays out?
I think it'll be a collaboration, and we've heard this from Freddie Kitchens so many times, that he's going to take input from everyone. He doesn't know all the answers, and he's going to be open to things. Todd Monken has actually called plays more than Freddie Kitchens has, and he's run a very, very successful, high-powered offense. He also incorporates the air raid with which Baker Mayfield is very familiar with and ran in college. So I think you will see the incorporation of the air raid and other things that Todd Monken likes to do, but it still will be Freddie's offense. There's no question about it. He's not going to abandon, you know, what he's done all of these years. So it will be an addition of what Todd likes to do on top of what Freddie has already brought to the team.
Mary Kay, I can't wait to see what they do offensively with Odell Beckham on the field. And you know he's able to get deep. He wasn't able to be that kind of a threat as much in New York because Eli Manning wasn't quite getting the ball downfield like he used to. There were a lot of crossing patterns for Odell and kind of put him in harm's way a little bit. What do you expect them to do with him? Just drop him into the existing offense or tailor a lot of things around his abilities?
Well, they'll tailor a lot of things to his abilities. And again, when you're incorporating the air raid, one of the signature plays of the air raid is four vertical routes. So you are going to need some receivers who can go deep early and often if they use as much of the air raid this season as I think they will. And why wouldn't you do that when Baker Mayfield is so great at that, and that's the kind of stuff that you're seeing can be so successful with. So I would think that you'll see a lot of things designed around Odell, and he'll also work within the framework of what they're doing. I mean, he can do everything, and Baker can get him the ball everywhere all over the field. So he'll go deep, he'll run the crossing routes, he'll do every single thing that you can possibly do.
Mary Kay, LJ Scott, kid from Youngstown, Michigan State, Brown signed him yesterday. Is he have a legit shot for the number three running back spot on this team, or is it just dime a dozen, let's see what's out there and see what sticks?
Well, this is the time. This is the time to bring in those back end of the roster kind of guys and see what they can bring to the table. The Ravens brought him in to their rookie minicamp for a tryout, and for whatever reason, you know, they didn't think that he would fit with their team, and they didn't sign him. So here he is getting an opportunity with the Browns. And, you know, obviously it's up to him now. I'm sure he's very, very hungry. Again, he's an Ohio kid. He ran roughshod over Ohio State in that one game. It was a loss to the Buckeyes. But still, he had two touchdowns and 236 all-purpose yards in that game. So he's going to come in here with something to prove, probably wanting to make his home state team. And they'll just have to see how it plays out.
And for like we've had a lot of people talk about him over the last 24 hours, just excited that – you know, you saw this kid that had a great game against Ohio State. He's from here, blah, blah, blah. But for LJ Scott to make this team, he's got to show that he can play special teams, right? I mean, that's what – he's got to walk out there and say, yeah, if you give me the ball on the scout team, that's great, but I better be able to play special teams, right? That's what his mindset has to be, correct?
Yeah, it would have to be that. He would have to contribute, and he's going to have to be better than Dontrell Hilliard, who they like from last year. And you know, it's not that it's a super crowded position right now until Kareem Hunt gets back, but They do have some depth there. So absolutely he's going to have to prove that that he can beat out, right now, probably Hilliard.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Mary Kay, I think everybody's foot is off the gas when it comes to player acquisition right now. Are the Browns done? Do you think that there might be somebody of note that they still would be looking to bring in for any particular position?
You know, I don't think so at this point, but, you know, you start to have some guys that get set free from their teams here and there. So there are still some positions that they can use a little bit more depth at, but I don't think, you know, some big-name player or some big-name trade is on the horizon right now. I do feel like they feel pretty set with their roster the way that it is for the most part. Again, there are things to watch. Is somebody going to make them an offer for Duke Johnson? Does something make sense? And, you know, do they bring somebody, a player in some kind of a trade that involves Duke? So there are things like that, but, you know, I don't think they're sitting around waiting for the next big superstar to walk through the door.
And Mary Kay, finally, am I correct? There is a holdover from the Hugh Jackson era. The Browns are still going to have to earn their stripes for the helmets.
You know, you may have seen that somewhere. I don't know about that. I suppose that could be true, but I haven't reported that myself.
I hope it's not true. I'm just saying. All right, Mary Kay, thank you.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.